Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I didn't camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And what?
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
You are listening to Foul Monkeys episode 709. We record out of Chicago, Illinois in the Rogers Park area. And hello, Adam.
Hello, Ricky.
How are you doing?
I'm exhausted, if I'm going to be completely honest with you.
We're going to talk about it. I can't wait.
We are.
Because some of the pictures that I saw today were pretty amazing.
It was a great experience.
So I got, we'll just start going into like feedback that we received from your first two shows.
Oh, yay.
And you saw some of it, right?
I did, yeah.
Did you see any of the ones that I tagged you in on Twitter?
I did see that. Yeah.
Yay, you did Twitter.
I did Twitter. I ended up on Twitter because I think I tweeted something political. Mm-hmm. And so I was like already like in Twitter. I actually have stories about Twitter.
Oh, okay.
We can save them for later. If you like.
Yeah, we'll save them a little bit.
We'll save them for later. But I did see the Foul Monkey stuff on Twitter.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you saw the stuff on Facebook because...
I'm always on Facebook.
You responded to someone,
I did. I said, thank you.
So when you respond, so they mm-hmm. know the difference between us, always put your name.
Yeah.
Or you could put just like Slack. Now that it's Ricky and Adam and not Ricky and Roger, we can just put R or A.
Letters.
Yeah.
That makes sense. People
don't get confused, but... I've had nothing but positive things. The only thing that someone had negative about was popping your peas.
Popping my peas.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. You did really good.
Thank you. I'm trying. So that's a thing. Being trained as an actor, as an actor,
as an actor, and a singer.
Yes. I tend to have actually pretty harsh articulation. Harsh articulation.
All up on that microphone like it's a penis.
I am. Believe me. I'm trying. I can hear myself pretty good, though.
Yeah, you can hear yourself,
but. Okay.
This is not technical anymore. This is old.
I get it.
So it's to get fine. New.
That's fine. But... I am used to a more professional shot.
Right. Oh, yeah, you are.
But, you know.
I'm not quite for sure if I'm supposed to be insulted or not,
No, not at all. I promise. I do have, because I had planned on podcasting myself at one point.
Right.
So I do have a little shieldy.
What was your podcast going to be about?
It was going to be about like the unsung heroes of pop music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like just an example. Someone I probably won't know.
So I got really into, there was an Australian pop singer / actress named Holly Valance. Who had a hit called Kiss Kiss that a lot of people would probably, it was very like Middle Eastern sounding.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a second album that was like super kind of like synthy 80s sounding, and it's really good. And nobody bought it. But she was on Neighbors. She was on Neighbors like Kylie. Like there were a lot of like Australian pop singers that started on Neighbors.
Oh, okay.
So.
So you were just going to go through all through music and find people that no one's ever heard of.
Well, not that no one's ever heard of. I mean, I was going to talk about like albums that were like really, really good, that were like solid albums that maybe nobody in America would appreciate.
Right.
So
what happened? Why did you not do that?
I'm just lazy sometimes. It's hard. I got a lot going on. I'm a busy boy.
Heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do it on the show if you want.
You
could always record what you want to, and I can upload it, and we could do it. You could do it as a podcast by yourself if you want.
I can do like a special edition.
Yeah. So that's if you think exciting. About that, you can.
I will consider that.
All right. We talked about. Oh, I wanted to. I'm just going to say this on this show and maybe the next show, and that's it. I wanted to let everyone know that I had to. Pay to have the server for the next year for the show.
Mm.
It's a little pricey, you guys, for a free show. I know it's a hobby, kind of, but if you feel entertained and would like to donate to the cause,
there you go.
you can just PayPal us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. And then any funds that come in, you know, we'll try to use it for a new soundboard maybe, because this one's a gift from an Australian listener, actually.
Oh, really?
When I lived in Florida, they purchased this for us.
Aw,
so,
that's lovely.
It's just getting a little older and, you know.
It gets the job done, yeah, though.
It's doing it.
I think.
But, you know, we could also use a third microphone because we plan on bringing third Z's in.
Yes.
Making it a three-way sometimes. Three-way ginger fest. Could we make it happen?
Oh, I think so. I know some gingers.
I bet you do.
A whole lot of ginger up in here.
So just remember that. And if you feel you would like to donate, please go ahead. We'd really appreciate it.
Yes.
And then, you know, maybe it'll supply alcohol for like a drunkie cast, because I'm sure we could do a really good drunkie cast.
Oh my God, absolutely.
And we could also do some live shows too. I didn't discuss that with you, but we have options of doing live shows and taking phone calls live and stuff.
Oh, that's exciting.
Okay, so the only negative thing was popping the bees. Oh, I had tweeted out a poll.
Mm-hmm.
Should the name change to the show?
You know, right,
because
I
made the
suggestion.
That.
Yeah.
It was 100% no.
Right. I mean, that's branding.
Right. The only two things that I had was someone responded to say, well, maybe you should try a new intro.
Okay.
Because that's the same intro we've had for like 6 years now.
Okay.
The other one was, of course, we need to record a new ending to the show because it has Roger on it. So
yes,
we need to get you on there. So we'll probably do that tonight.
Okay.
Record that.
I'm into it.
The intro, you guys, that's kind of hard because it took Bradley and I like a while to come up with that.
It's cute. I really like it. I've always enjoyed it, but
It's very Chicago-ish kind of thing.
It is Chicago-y.
The only thing it's missing is a shotgun.
Right? Homeless people screaming and pissing on the hell. I could probably record that on my way to work.
Right. So we'll think about it. I mean, it's kind of hard to do. It's not really easy. And we had to pull pieces of songs from that.
Right.
So,
I mean, I'm pretty adept at that kind of stuff. Like,
well,
please. Like, I'll think, I'll have a think.
Yay!
I can do.
I don't have to do all the work.
You know, as I said earlier, I'm a bit lazy, so.
But as an actor.
As an actor.
And a creator.
Yes. No, I have experience with a little bit of mixing and cutting and editing.
Ooh, yeah, with your little record players and stuff.
It's true, I do. I've DJed.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about something that no one wants to talk about.
Okay.
The inauguration. Didn't watch it. Wasn't.
No.
Didn't even.
Well, okay. So I saw like 30 seconds of it ish. Mm-hmm. No, like long enough for me to eat a cheeseburger.
Right.
Because so I went with my partner last night to a like a protest cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was called Songs of Hope and Protest. And a lot of my friends and people that I've worked with in theater around Chicago were performing at the Piven Theater, which is in Evanston.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped to get a bite to eat first. And it was on in like the hot dog place where we stopped. And the Chrisette Michelle, do you know who she is? Did you hear about her at all? She got dragged on Twitter. So she's like, she's a young black R&B singer,
mm-hmm.
Grammy winner. She sings, I don't know who she's worked with.
Is she American?
Yeah. Okay. She's American. So she like kept it under wraps that she was doing the inauguration. And then like at the last minute was like, surprise, I'm doing the inauguration. Because you know that she was ashamed of it. That bitch was ashamed of it. So she didn't want people giving her shit, but she still got dragged on Twitter anyway.
Just like Jennifer Holliday.
Mm-hmm.
She sure changed that real quick, didn't she?
Oh, she did. Yes. Which, I mean, she got to pay her bills though.
Right.
So. But Chrisette Michelle, so I'm not going to talk about like what I actually do for a living.
Right.
But,
oh, you found out through that.
I found out through what I do.
Ooh.
Because, and like some
insider,
some stuff got canceled because she decided to do the inauguration.
Oh
yeah. And then she got super dragged on Twitter. Questlove said he would pay her to not perform. It was a hot mess. Anyway, so I saw like the tail end of her performance, and then I saw some skinny white bitch in a red dress, and it was like somebody blah 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 and the blah blah orchestra that ain't nobody goddamn heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And she was singing like Mac the Knife or something, and she looked like, so if like Cameron Diaz did meth for like maybe like a month.
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't like totally wrecked, but like a little wrecked. That's what this chick looked like that was performing at the inauguration. I'm sorry if you're friends with her or if like you're
you
a
really
fan.
Love her.
But she was a mess. She didn't
maybe you
sound
could do
good.
An episode of mysterious pop princesses that no one knows about.
I honestly think like she got like Trump found her singing at some fucking low rent motel no-tell shit
that
in,
he was
like,
getting peed
Reno
on
while he was getting pissed on, and mm-hmm. that's where he found his performer. But anyway, we went to the Songs of Hope and Protest, right. And it was wonderful and amazing. And then I did the Women's March today.
Yes, I saw some of the pictures. Going back to the inauguration real quick,
yes,
before
yes.
we go to the Women's March.
Okay.
So apparently the Trump administration doesn't believe that the crowd at the inauguration was, about 1.5 million less than there was
like
for Barack Obama.
There is video footage, people.
Right.
there's proof.
And that Sean Spicer guy, his press conference person, mm-hmm. was like, we're blaming the media on this. That's very inaccurate. We're like, there's video proof.
There's you video can't. Proof. Also, didn't Trump change his like Twitter background to a picture from Barack Obama's inauguration?
Probably.
And honestly, though, like who's and then the concert for the inauguration before with Toby Keith and Three Doors Down.
Oh, the one with like 8,000 people there.
Right. Like people were like, I just thought it was like a regular day at the National right. Mall.
They're like, it's the saddest day ever.
Ridiculous.
So today was the international, or actually it was international,
it was
Women's
international,
March.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised that so many countries would. Sorry. Oh, that goes to the microphone.
Yeah.
This goes to you. I'm kind of surprised that so many countries actually participated in it. With a, I mean, it's based solely for the United States
because
of Trump,
right.
But like around the world, people joined. I even saw pictures of women in Antarctica marching.
Oh,
you
no
know, the
shit.
Scientists
I didn't
down
see
there.
Antarctica. Well, that makes sense. I had some friends in London who did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw some of my friends or some people I know in Australia actually. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it makes sense, like with the kind of profile that America has internationally. Nobody wanted him to be president.
Right.
Nobody did, like except for a handful of rich white people.
And Putin.
Yeah, and Putin. Exactly. Russians and Sarah Palin and white men.
God. I had to like respond to her on Twitter because.
Yeah.
Like, I saw someone else tweet something, and I was like, I don't follow her, but I was like, let me go look, see what this bitch said. And she said something, and I was like, really? You're still trying to ride the 15 minutes? Get over it. Stop breathing, like, forever.
I am okay with her. Is it her son-in-law that was in Playgirl or something?
Yeah. He was kind of cute.
He's cute, but he didn't even show his dick off.
No.
Mm-mm.
Rude. Mm. She has all these morals, but then her daughter has a child out of wedlock.
Yep.
You know, she has all... Sarah, hang it up. And Trump doesn't want you. So you can stop defending him
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
She thought she was going to be rolling up in the cabinet.
Yeah, she thought she was going to get something out of it. She didn't get nothing.
So talk about the march. How was it? I saw thousands and thousands of people.
Oh my God. So they expected, I want to say like 25 to like 50,000 people, but there were 250,000 people. So they were like, y'all can't march. You can stand here and like protest or whatever, but like there's nowhere for you to march because you've filled literally all of the spaces.
Right.
So,
well, they could march on their own and do their own thing, but
yeah.
then that's kind of like going against the rules or whatever. Right.
Well, we ended up marching anyway.
Right.
We're marching.
Hell no, we won't go.
People were chanting and like little girls were like, had like megaphones and stuff. It was adorable. And there were like old people, young people, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, like
straight, gay, all of it.
It was amazing. And, everybody was super polite and like nice and nobody was an asshole.
There was no anti-demonstrators there.
No, there wasn't, which I was kind of expecting, but mm-hmm. like, I, honestly, I'd have been scared. Like, if I rolled up on there with like a racist, like misogynistic agenda, like I would have feared.
You
would have
got thrown in the
my
river.
Balls. Yes. Right. I did get a little bit nervous at, so like toward the end we were at Trump Tower,
mm-hmm.
and there were police and like a mounted police on horseback or whatever. And somebody started like an anti-police like chant.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, like maybe, I don't know. Ooh, like I understand, like we've got a lot of problems with the police here in
right.
Chicago, but like maybe not. Now is not the time.
No, now is not the time.
Now is not the time.
So, in Trump's numbers, that would have been about 8 people that showed up.
Right, right, exactly. You know? In comparison.
But then I was looking at other videos, and maybe I just haven't seen all of them yet, mm-hmm. because it was earlier in the day. But I was, compared to Chicago, the Los Angeles crowd, I was like, it doesn't seem very big.
And we were the second biggest to DC.
Mm-hmm.
And DC was like, people were like flying in, and like Madonna was at DC.
I have a coworker, her mom flew in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they were That's like fantastic. Real serious. And then I saw a tweet from, I think it was United Airlines, where every single person on the plane was a woman.
Yes.
Except for one male.
Yeah.
And he was probably the attendant or something, you know.
Well,
but that's
there,
cool.
Yeah, there were a lot of dudes there. It was really nice. It was fun. I held my friend Rachel made a sign
mm-hmm.
That said "You do uterus."
I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that.
And it was really cool. And I got to hold it for a while, and people seemed to enjoy it. I saw one lady actually had an umbrella with like golden streamers, like attached to it for like golden showers. Which mm-hmm. I like. If you are into that, that's fine. Like I think that's great. Like
right.
you pee on somebody, have somebody pee on you. Like
do
you
it.
Do you. I'm not trying to like kink shame Trump for that. Like get it. But like don't compromise our national goddamn business.
Right.
While you getting your freak on.
All I can think about is poor Melania standing there with him, like, peeing on her. It's probably why she's always, like, with her eyes squinched, you know?
There were a lot of free Melania signs. It was pretty great.
Oh, poor thing.
You know she signed up for this.
Well, you know, she's probably like, fuck yes, I get to live in New York, and that asshole is down south,
right.
and I don't have
yes.
to fucking deal with him. But I think at the end of the school year for Barron, they're gonna move down.
Whatever.
I'm like, oh god, you're gross.
Whatever.
All of you are gross.
Super gross.
And I like tweeted yesterday, I was like, if you name your child Donald or Barron after the year 2016, everyone's gonna fucking hate your kid, and then yeah. everyone's gonna think you're assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody said, oh yeah, don't forget one person said, oh yeah, don't forget melanoma. Millennial. Oh my god. So what else did, I mean, I'm sure you saw a lot of good signs.
Oh, there were amazing signs. There were a lot of actually like Carrie Fisher signs. There were a lot of like Star Wars, like Rebel Alliance kind of signs, which was kind of cool.
I saw one picture that you took of a gay guy holding the ones up that said, I'm sorry on behalf of the gay community for random men coming up and touching your boobs.
Right. Exactly.
I'm guilty of that. Not people I don't know.
Right.
But like Lauren will be right there and I'll be like, let me get a touch. I'm like fascinated by women's boobs. I don't know why.
I have a love-hate relationship. Not necessarily with boobs. Like boobs are great. Like I love breasts and women in general, but there's like a two-way street where like there are these straight girls that are like, you're gay, let's just make out. Like it doesn't mean anything. You can touch my boobs. And I'm like, no, I don't really want to, like, unless we have that kind of relationship.
Right.
Like
I've
French
kissed a lot of females before.
I have,
and
too.
I felt their boobs too at the same time, which I guess is like first and second base. But you know, while my straight friends watched and got pissed, straight
guy
friends.
Definitely, like when I was in college, I like this girl was like, "It doesn't count because he's gay," and her boyfriend was like, "It definitely counts. Stop fucking like making out with him."
I was in a gay bar one time when I lived in Virginia, and this girl had just got her nipples pierced.
Oh god!
First, I was like. Super drunk, and I think I was high. I was like 21.
Well,
she's like, oh my god, will you come in the bathroom and put a piece of ice in your mouth and cool my nipple off?
Oh my god.
And I was like, okay.
The things we do in our youth.
Or could you tell me if my panties are pretty?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, what else do we have to talk about? Is there anything that you thought about this week or
I don't know. Like I just had like, I'm, I'm so tired. We went to, so my partner and I went to see a Korean zombie movie last night.
Oh, after. How was that?
It was really good. Train to Busan.
Would it be considered like the pretty awesome Nazi zombie movie that was out? Have you seen that?
Oh, that like the one where like the Nazis come back from the
with,
dead.
Like chainsaws and stuff. I love that.
That was
we
actually,
saw it at Waylon's house.
I was probably there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that called? Like Dead something?
Dead Zone?
Dead Snow?
Dead maybe something like that.
I don't remember. I'm bad. we went to the protest cabaret, which was really good and very entertaining, and everybody I know that was in it was did a beautiful job. And then poor G, as we're gonna call him. I'm pretty sure we can call him by his name. He's here.
Every now he's in the living room right now. The Latinos are commuting together.
That's why
they're probably doing some magic spell on us or something.
Santeria. Sacrificing chickens in here and shit. No. George was like, I already said it, so whatever. He's basically like, he's like a narcoleptic. Like, he falls asleep, and you know this,
oh,
Ricky.
In the movie, all the time,
He'll fall asleep in movies, he falls asleep on the train, he falls asleep in cars.
He's probably asleep right now.
He may be sleeping on your couch. So he was like, I don't know if I can go to like this cabaret with you and go to the movie because I'm going to need to take a nap. And I was like, all right, fine. Like, I'll go to the cabaret by myself or I'll find somebody to go with. But he rallied, and like, it's a testament to how good the movie was though, that he was like in it, like he was all about it. And it was a really good movie.
I take it. It is, it's in Korean. So it had subtitles,
right? It's in Korean. It has subtitles, and it's basically like these people are on a train and there's basically like a zombie breakout. And
is it kind of like ridiculous, like Asian movies are, just like just super ridiculous?
It's like, it's a combination of like ridiculous, and there were parts that were like really sad and like emotional and stuff like that. And I could see like somebody in America is gonna remake it and it's gonna be shitty.
I kind of think I've seen something like that before, except for it wasn't zombies, it was like murderers or something on the train.
Well, there's been there's like that Agatha Christie like murder on the Orient Express.
Agatha Christie.
I love Agatha Christie.
Written in 1812.
It was written in like the 20s. It's fine. I'm basic.
I like the name Agatha though.
Agatha.
I think that's a nice name.
Agatha is a nice name.
So you did that. Oh, I went to Albuquerque. Tony and I went to Albuquerque this week.
I saw.
Not that I forgot. I just, was waiting for you to get out your excitement. Super fun with Ed and Mark.
Mm-hmm. And you went to a
super
Comic-Con,
generous,
right?
Yes, my first one ever. Oh my god, I was like in people watching heaven.
Oh, I believe it.
I could not believe.
Yeah,
like the stuff that I saw, like people dressed up
and
little kids.
You saw cosplay.
Yeah, but it wasn't like Leather Mart or anything like that. But yeah, I saw people dressed up, people like pretend fighting. There was a lot of Walking Dead people there.
Right.
The one girl that's in the movie that I haven't seen yet, the crazy girl with the pigtails. Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Margot Robbie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that, but I saw a lot of them there.
Mm-hmm.
Little kids dressed up, all this crazy shit being sold.
Right.
It was interesting. There was like a whole Breaking Bad area.
Oh, really?
Because Breaking Bad was filmed there. And it's
huge.
And Better Call Saul is filmed there, which is the spinoff. So we got to do cool things. First, we went to the Walter White House and we talked to the lady that lives there because she's friends with them.
Oh.
And they actually had to change the facade of the house.
Right.
Because so many people were going there.
Oh, I believe it.
And actually, while we were there, like 5 people stopped to take pictures of the house while we were all like talking, like, in front of the house.
Right.
You saw Breaking Bad, right? Or some of it, or
we watched like 5 episodes and
what? Just 5?
Well, so like I'm interested, like I would like to finish it, and like this isn't, it's a little intense for my
it's
partner.
It's stressful.
It's that's the thing. Like George was like, I can't George, I keep saying his name. His name is George. Right. I'm just gonna say it, George, because like, I'm just not gonna be able to not do it. It's too intense for George.
So many editings that I would have to do.
Yeah, we're not gonna pretend anymore. He can live with it.
Right.
But we got to like the 5th episode or something, and George was like, I can't do it again. Like, he's like, this is too much for my heart.
And that's nothing. Like, if you're talking about the first season, right?
Yeah.
So like when you get into the 3rd and 4th season, it's like fucking like Tony and I were watching. I was like, I have to take a few days from this because I am so stressed right now and so scared. I cannot even like function.
Yeah.
And it's not scary as in gross. It's just like fucking stressful because this person is like selling millions of dollars worth of fucking drugs.
You know?
So we went to the car wash. Mm-hmm. You probably don't know.
Oh, yeah. No. I know the car wash, like where he worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or that they purchased.
Okay.
The car wash. And then we went to the houses that they show in the show.
Right.
We went to a few places they've actually eaten at and ate there. Then we went to Santa Fe for a night and went up there and went to, I think you say it, Shimeo. It's like the oldest church in the United States.
Oh, that's cool.
Really cool architecture, but real sad on the inside.
Aww.
Because it's like, it's where people go to like put like pictures and stuff of the, and they
have
one church just for children. And when you walked in, you see all the pictures of the children and then their little shoes with them.
Like, oh, no.
They had shoes like, everywhere. Little baby like, shoes.
For like dead babies?
Well, yeah, for their children that had died.
Aww.
So I was like, downer.
Yeah.
What a bummer. But then we went to a wine tasting. We were okay.
Well, change the vibe.
Do you know who Juan Gabriel is? Who just passed away? He was the
He
was like the Mexican Elton John.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just like maybe half a mile from the winery we were at, mm-hmm. he has an estate there.
Oh,
and it's for sale. It's 55 bedrooms.
Jesus,
and like 53 bathrooms, like on all this land. And it's only selling for $2.3 million.
Nobody wants to live there, though.
Right. If you're a person that lives in the likes to live in the mountains, in the country, that would be the place to go.
Right.
But I was like, that's it? Because how much would a 55 bedroom house cost in Chicago?
Here, I don't even like. Well, it depends on the neighborhood, but like.
Let's say Andersonville.
Oh my God. Like I couldn't even put, there's like a 5-bedroom place like near where we live that costs that much money.
Right.
Like $2.2 million.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
We didn't get to see it because it's off the road.
Right.
Then we got online. I was like, ooh, this is pretty. I had a bunch of cool stuff.
We can chip in.
Let's see. Oh, we went on into the mountains, in Albuquerque, which was interesting because it's, like bare, little bit of snow, mm-hmm. You go on this tram, go all the way to the top, and then on the other side, fucking snowstorm. It was crazy. Skiing.
That's
like people just skiing and
I snowboarding. Totally, like I should have known, like, so there's skiing like where I'm from in Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, I get the mountains or whatever. Like, I get the elevation changes shit.
But,
like, we were in Phoenix last year, and we were, like, in, like, tank tops and fucking shorts and shit.
And then
we were, and we were like, let's go to the Grand Canyon. So we, like, drove to the Grand Canyon, and it was fucking snowing.
Right. Isn't it crazy?
And, like, no, I legit, like, I have, like, like, some horrible, like, old lady looking, like, fleece Grand Canyon, like, zip-up thing because I was so cold.
Right. Tony and I's flight to Albuquerque was actually canceled because the day that we're leaving, we had that, the sleet.
Right.
The really bad sleet. We spent 12, almost 13 hours at Midway trying to get onto other flights.
Ugh.
And we did get rebooked for a new flight, but it wasn't till like 4:30.
Did they give you like vouchers or anything?
No, because it's weather related.
Mm.
And what is awful is they canceled 40 minutes before we were supposed to get on the plane.
No.
So, and you know, Midway is like really far away from there, right?
Yeah.
And we took the bus all the way downtown.
Oh, no.
Then we took the Orange Line there. So we left here at 4 a.m.
Oh, God.
And we didn't actually get onto the plane until 4:30.
That's awful.
So, and then everyone else's flights were canceled. There was a 48 flights that were canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And then the meltdown started to happen.
Oh, I believe
like people just fucking lost their shit. Tony and I were pretty cool. Like, you know, we're like, whatever, it happens,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But Tony did use his like Latino way of the smooth talkins.
Nice.
Because we paid to get on the plane with Southwest, you know, early entry or whatever. We had like A31 and A32, which is amazing.
Yeah.
the flight that we got booked on,
mm-hmm.
C50 and C51.
No.
And we're like,
I don't think so. I paid for this.
Well, they said, well, you get refunded when your flight gets canceled. No, we still paid for this flight like 5 months ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So they weren't plans. They weren't budging on it. And then Tony pulled out his "May I speak to your manager" hair and was like, "May I speak to your manager, please?" He came out and we were like, "We think we should be able to board with our original numbers or close to our original numbers and not pay the $40 fee because they wanted us to pay the $40 fee."
Right.
And we're like, "No, we're not doing that, but we still want to get on this plane before everyone else." So they did midway and let us on after all the A people. So like when the family's bored and all that stuff.
Right.
Which was fine because we had good seats. And
yeah.
And then the next flight from Houston, we didn't get that option.
Aww.
But the flight wasn't even full. So
it was that's cool. Not too bad.
So Albuquerque was fun. Their food is amazing. They have like this whole red, green chili thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
And every place has their own chili, and it was really good.
I think I learned about that from Murder, She Wrote.
I learned it from somewhere else because I remembered when you ask for both on the item, it's called Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, you say, I want it Christmas style. And I learned that, but like all different kinds of like chilies, and it was good.
Yeah.
But Mark and Ed were great. They're great hosts. They were so nice and generous. Aww. And so I'm trying to get them to come here so that they can enjoy Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Mark's been to Chicago. I don't think Ed has. So
come on down.
Come on up. We're just going to play a few voicemails. Some of these you're not even, well, actually all of them, mm-hmm. you're not going to know anything about, but I wanted to play them so the people know that we actually did get them.
Aww.
So here we go. We have a listener, just a little background. We have a listener that lives in Texas
mm-hmm.
who has gone back like 6 years to listen to shows
mm-hmm.
but hasn't been listening to the new shows, so he doesn't know there's been a change. He's like on episodes where Waylon
Surprise,
and Brad
bitch.
Right. He's just on episodes where Waylon and Brad just joined the show, so it's been a while.
That is a minute.
So all of these are him listening to old shows. Half the time I don't know what he's talking about, but I like playing them because they're fun. So this is the first one.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, I was a just listening to somebody else's podcast, and I was listening to the one where Anne Marie, whatever her name is, Anne Marie Parker, she sends y'all an email and the picture of like a box or whatever, the honey nut, the fucking whatever it is, I had the fucking bee on there. She said, I've had this picture of Roger's house, the beehive. Y'all almost got stung. Oh shit. Oh crap.
Oh, what?
That is fucking hilarious. Every time I've listened to it like 3 times because I keep cracking up. I can't stop laughing. And then I want to say too, I'm kind of disappointed in your mama. She hasn't called in a long time. And I'm talking about your side mom. And once again, I didn't get to call you. I do want to say I'm sorry about your real mom. I know it's probably a day late and a dollar short, but you know, my condolences are with you. But anyways, you got to get your mama back on the phone. You've been recording with this colored boy here for quite a while, and you know, I'm sure she has a lot to say. Anyway, thank you for calling.
So what he's referring to about the bees is mm-hmm. where Roger lived. They had a beehive that like attached inside their house. So there was bees inside of his house. Shit. So Anne-Marie Parker, which she hasn't emailed us in a while, probably because we haven't been doing shows, but she loves to send emails mm-hmm. and she loves to add photos and the emails are really long, but great. So that's what he's referring to. The other thing about my mama back when I lived in Florida,
mm-hmm.
Big Fatty that I've talked about used to call in as my mama. And I actually know when I first moved to Chicago, that's what it was, because Brad at one point went by James LeRoy on the show. The same thing with George. We couldn't keep the names up.
Right,
so
it finally
just like, fuck it, Brad, you know?
Right.
But prior to that, my mom, in quotations, would call and talk about the colored boy that I'm doing the show with.
Amazing.
So that's what he's referring to. So Maybe she'll need to call. I mean, but there's two whiteys on the show now, so I don't know if it's really the same thing. So
I grew up in the projects, right. So
that's why you know a lot of salt and pepper.
That's true.
All right, so next one. Here we go.
Hola, Chungos. I was just calling to talk to y'all because I was listening to one of y'all's episodes, and y'all were talking a lot about the Serial that was on the Serial podcast from NPR. I don't know if y'all kept up with it. You know, I tried listening to the one about Bo Bergdahl, but I listened to like half of the first one, and I gave up. Now, this was, you know, back in 2015 that I listened to those. But I decided to Google, you know, what is Syed, or whatever the fuck his name is, Syed, whatever, the guy that supposedly murdered the Chinese girl. Well, it says that he was granted basically like a retrial. So y'all may want to look that up and give yourself something to talk about. Just want to give y'all a heads up. Anywho, all right, I'll leave y'all another message for the end of the year. Laters.
So did you listen to Serial?
I did not. One? I'm aware. Girl, of Serial.
What?
I know. I don't do anything.
Apparently.
It's so boring.
It's because you're an actor and you're too important.
Closer
to the mic. Just a little bit.
I'm doing a show mm-hmm. now. I'm doing this. I have a job.
This was 2 years ago. The show, Serial.
I was probably doing a show then too. I mean, I like to read about things. Like, I read, like, I've never watched Scandal, but, like, I like to read breakdowns about Scandal.
So, I've seen the first two seasons. It's really good.
I know. I used to read the breakdowns of Scandal on Lovey's website, mm-hmm. and they're great.
I read the How to Get Away with, like, Murder and stuff. Like, all that mm-hmm. shit I read, too.
Yeah.
Like, the Housewives drama. I never seen the shows, but I know the drama. I know the drama. Let's play one more.
Okay.
We'll leave. And we'll do another show.
Okay.
How's that sound? Here we go. And by the way, these are like messages before Christmas. So
you need to clear out your inbox.
Well, it's because we haven't done a show.
That's
and then
true.
I didn't want to like make you feel weird on the first two shows.
All right.
So I'm well, sure you
make
still
me
kind
feel
of feel
weird,
weird.
Now.
Hola, Chungos.
Oh, wait.
Oh, that's the same one.
Same one.
I was just calling to talk to you because I was listening.
Okay. Hold on. Chill out, Texas dude. Here we go. Let me delete that. You guys, I need a producer. I need an assistant.
Maybe that's what George can do.
Oh, he could. He could like play the soundboard. I'm not gonna read this email because it's since before Christmas, but Juju, I just want to let you know we did mm-hmm. get your Christmas email. I don't see that I responded, and I'm really sorry. I don't know why I didn't, but we did receive it. And thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, actually.
Did you respond?
No, you know what? I'm going to read this because she does respond. She does say something about Roger's last show. Hi, Roger and Ricky. First, it should be Ricky and Roger, just to say. Just kidding. I was visiting one of my sons in Oakland in mid-November, and when I returned, I saw that you two had been to Madison. Sorry, I missed you. Playing the mom role here, I want to tell you both that I'm thinking of you, sending positive vibes to each of you. I'm so sad you'll no longer be doing the show together. You know how I loved it. But just as with my own adult kids, I've learned that even though I don't understand some of their decisions, I respect them. Roger, I cried along with you on this last show. It is exactly that unique gift of yours, your heart, that will take you to great places. I say that from the life perspective of an elder, it's true. Ricky, I've thought of you every day since you talked about your mammogram. Oh, yeah. I haven't even given the results. Did I talk about the results?
You didn't last time, okay. No.
We'll talk about that on the next show. It takes great courage to acknowledge it and make the appointment and then talk about it. I wish you the best. So, of course, I'll continue to watch the car cast and remember what you said about my voice when you played my congratulatory voice message. Well, I want you to know that I stand ready to read you a bedtime story any night of the week. And Roger, please let me know how to stay in touch with you. Merry Christmas to you both. I shot this picture earlier this week right before I fell off my roof. Just kidding. This is a picture from her house. She sends pictures. Like, this is
so
like
pretty.
An artistic one. But I think last Christmas, or she sent us a couple where it's like sunsets and mm-hmm. they're like super
it's
nice.
Gorgeous.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Actually, I'll just say the mammogram now. everything came out fine. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going Tuesday to have the visit with the surgeon to have like whatever it is removed. It's not a cyst, but it's just a growth. They don't know what it is really until they take it out. But they did do tests on it. Oh my God, I had to do the biopsy and I thought they were going to rip my nipple out.
Yeah.
Like they had that shit numbed and it felt like I did like six piercings in my nipple.
Oh my God.
It kept going and going.
Ugh.
And then it looked disgusting too because the doctor showed it to me in the little jar. He was like, this is what I took. And it looked like little goldfish poop floating in water.
Ew.
It was like, I really didn't want to see that.
No.
But everything's negative and everything's fine. I'm just having it removed because it's still painful.
Yeah.
And I need to be able to run. And right now, I can't run. And it doesn't look cute when a guy is holding his boobs while they run. Women can do that because you have boobs. You're supposed to. Oh, and the medical record I just got to take to this doctor.
Yeah.
So insulted. My doctor put a little bit too much information on there. He was like, breast is almost full fat.
How dare you?
I was like, how dare you?
Rude.
So rude. All right, so we're gonna leave and then we're gonna come back like, and well, to you in 4 days, but
yeah,
for us it'll be instant.
Bye. So,
bye. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
Bye. Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there. Yeah.